USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Thousands of workers at California's largest school district are on strike. Christina spoke as thousands of L.A. school district workers walk off the job on Tuesday.
With what's happening, I know the mental health of the workers is so much affected. And this is what we need for us to be able to work better for the district.
Local 99 SEIU, which represents 30,000 support employees like bus drivers, custodians, and teachers' aides, called for the strike after more than a year of failed contract talks. Wall Street closed higher ahead of the Federal Reserve's looming decision on interest rates. Policymakers are weighing another rate hike while addressing concerns about the banking system during a two-day meeting. The White House says it's time to get rid of junk fees.
President Biden is pushing Congress to get rid of what he calls junk fees. Those are hidden fees that add to the prices of concert tickets, hotel rooms, and airfare. Top White House economists say the fees cost Americans tens of billions of dollars each year. Lael Brainard, director of the National Economic Council, says they take real money out of the pockets of Americans and distort competition. I'm John Schaefer.
Delta Airlines is going to start a flight academy in a bid to combat an airline pilot shortage. The air carrier says the first set of students will begin training in June. Its partner will be Skyborne Airline, and that company's facility in Florida will host the training. President Biden is taking action on what he calls an historic conservation plan.
When we conserve our country's natural gifts, we're not just protecting the livelihoods of people who depend on them. We're protecting the heart and soul of our national pride.
During the White House Conservation and Action Summit, Biden announced he's establishing two national monuments in Nevada and Texas. The protected areas include Kastner Range in El Paso and the sacred tribal site Aviquame in southern Nevada. This is USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try new Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, new Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The U.S. is accelerating the timeline to get tanks to Ukraine as Russia's invasion rages on. Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder said a decision has been made to send an older model of Abrams tanks to Ukraine as soon as this fall. The original plan included only sending a newer version of the tank, which would have taken well over a year. The U.S. still plans to send 31 of the modern versions of the Abrams tanks. Ryder said it's important to get combat capability to Ukrainians sooner rather than later. A tennis superstar is speaking out after missing several U.S. tournaments due to a vaccination decision.
Tennis great Novak Djokovic, who has missed several tournaments in the U.S. because he refused to get a COVID vaccine, says he has no regrets about his decision.
It's a pity that I wasn't able to play Indian Wells, Miami. I love those tournaments. I had plenty of success there. But at the same time, it is the conscious decision I made, and I knew that there is always a possibility that I won't go.
He told CNN he hopes the U.S. will change its policy on allowing unvaccinated people from other countries in before the U.S. Open, which he calls his favorite U.S. tennis tournament.
Correspondent John Schaefer. Former President Trump is, quote, sad but not afraid about potentially being indicted by New York City prosecutors over a hush money payment made to porn star Stormy Daniels. That's what Trump lawyer Alina Habba told reporters. The grand jury in that case is set to reconvene on Wednesday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.